My name is Aislinn Kate Anderson, and I'm a religious mutt. You see, I was raised by a Unitarian Universalist congregation, pagan and Wiccan parents, Baptist grandparents, and attended Tennessee Wesleyan, a Methodist college. Growing up with different perspectives shaped my life and helped me see worth and value in all places where I found God. I grew up in the small science town of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the very same hometown as the director of Children and Family Ministries, Kate Nietzsche. While in Oak Ridge over the holidays, I had the opportunity to chat with my father about why he and my late mother started going to the Oak Ridge Unitarian Universalist Church when I was born. He explained that they wanted me to have a more rounded religious education than they could provide for me at home. Ultimately, they fostered me seeking out my own truth and provided an environment in which I created my own paths for journeys on belief. They continued going to the UU Church because of the community and the activism. I moved to Boston from Oak Ridge 3 years ago. My life here has simultaneously been the most amazing and the most challenging journey. Once I got a full-time job in the summer of 2017, I came by the church to express my sincere thanks to Kate Nietzsche for her support upon my arrival to Boston. The first question she asked me was, "Are you singing?" I sadly admitted that I had not been doing any singing, and while I had made small victories during my short time in Boston, I needed music and singing in my life. That's when Kate encouraged me to come and check out Summer Choir at Old South. I showed up on Sunday, August the 13th of 2017. As I began to introduce myself to a few other early arrivers, this gorgeous girl piped up and asked me what part of Tennessee I was from. Come to find out, she grew up in the next town over in Knoxville, just a half hour away from me in East Tennessee. From that moment, a beautiful friendship with Audrey Christensen developed, and I wholeheartedly believe it was fate. Audrey and I continued coming to summer choir and continued coming for the next season of festival choir. For the first time in Boston, I finally felt like I had found a community of people I could consider to be a support system. As I fell more in love with this incredible group of individuals, I fell more in love with the activism, advocacy, and mission of this church. When Audrey mentioned she was considering becoming a member of Old South, I thought it would be sweet if we became members together. I took the consideration of becoming a member very seriously. I went to a connections lunch and asked if I had to be baptized. For me, baptism has always been the action of washing of sins. I didn't exactly want a do-over. I believe my actions in life have created the person I am. I followed up connections lunch with a lunch with Anthony, one of the associate ministers at that time, and multiple conversations with Kate. I came away with a better understanding of what baptism means to this congregation. Being loved unconditionally is intimidating. Nobody likes to be a disappointment. The neat thing about Jesus is that he's kind and he's tolerant. He came to heal people spiritually. Love has always been his primary motivation. And so I decided that I was worthy of a love that was much greater than me and was baptized by my dear friend Kate, surrounded by people of love in this magnificent place. Some days I walk into both the Gordon Chapel and the sanctuary and think, how unbelievably lucky am I to sing with these people in this space. In this world of chaos, I find harmony here. Pun intended. Audrey and I became members on Sunday, July 22nd of 2018. Since then, I've continued singing in festival choir, joined the gospel choir, and started singing at First Worship. Each of these groups have profoundly changed my life for the better, and I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you. You guys have loved me through some tough situations and also celebrated my victories. I came to sing and found a family. One of those people being Evan Hsu. That man had not one bad bone in his body. He was so incredibly welcoming when I came to Old South, and his energy, enthusiasm, and joy will be sorely missed. I'd like to share with you the covenant of my childhood church. Rooted in love, we covenant. To gather in peace, to face conflict with compassion, to see strength in diversity, to share laughter and tears, to honor the profound in each of us. With purpose and passion, we care for one another and grow together. Rooted in love. Not too different from our mission here at Old South, is it? No. This might come as a surprise, but I am not the highest monetary giver of this church. However, I do give what I can each month. I don't just give because I love this community. I don't just give because I love our activism. I give because I am worthy of being a part of something bigger than myself. And so are you. Thanks for being a part of my journey.